Mystery Bay Blues, written by Robert G. Barrett and read by Dino Marnica. Gingerly, Les took the envelope and read what was near the left-hand corner. Great South Coast Blues Festival. He opened it and took out what looked like three movie tickets. Tickets, said Les.
Yeah,
nodded Frank enthusiastically. It's a long weekend this weekend and there's a big blues rock and roll festival at Naruma. 30 bands, 3 days and nights of non-stop rock and roll. Those tickets are worth over 100 each. You like music, Les? This'd be right up. Frank kept talking away, thinking the more he talked, the longer it would take before Norton started raining left hooks and short rights to his scrawny head and body. On the other hand, Les was half interested and he'd forgotten it was a long weekend coming up. Hang on, the zap, interjected Les, before you start getting too carried away. Are these tickets kosher?
110%, exclaimed Frank. On my delicatessen's life.
Yeah. Les had another look at the tickets.
Think on it, big Les, said Frank. Pulverising me might be good in the interim, but it's not getting you your two spot back. This is a beautiful way out. And believe me, Les, being a muser, it breaks me heart letting them go.
Les studied the tickets for a moment or two more, then slipped them into the right side pocket of his cargoes. All right, the zap, he said, offering his hand. I'll take these, and we'll call it square. With huge beams of relief shining from every pore on Frank's face, he took Norton's hand in both of his like he was shaking hands with the Pope. He was a split second away from genuflecting.
You're a good man, Les, he said.